I'm Laura.
And I'm Alex. Hi, welcome to the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade. Today, our essential question is, how does playing sports change people in positive ways? We are joined by our very special guest, Mr. Corbo. Here's a little bit about Mr. Corbo. Mr. Corbo played hockey in the NHL. He played for the Boston Bruins, Carolina Hurricanes, Ottawa Senators, Los Angeles Kings, and the Washington Capitals. Welcome, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you keep going when people say negative stuff to you?
I think that you just have to be confident in yourself and ignore anything negative that people have to say about you. You have to be confident in yourself and focus on what the good things that you're doing.
That's good. Did you ever think that you let down your friends? If yes, give examples when you felt like that.
Sometimes you do feel like you have let people down, especially maybe in certain little plays during a game. But then, after a little bit of reflection and thinking about it after the game, you realize that you were just trying to do your best at the time, and things just didn't go your way.
Yeah, that's what happens to me when I play sports sometimes.
Yeah.
How do you gain positive energy every day?
I gain positive energy every day just from waking up, feeling good, working out, eating right, and just treating people throughout the day, treating them well, and Try to just stay positive every day.
Why did you decide to play hockey when it isn't really a positive sport?
I think it's a positive sport. I think sometimes there's fighting in hockey, which is completely legal. But I played hockey because I enjoyed playing hockey so much. I would not only play hockey at the rink, but I would play hockey at home on my knees. When I got home from school, I would rollerblade. So I really loved hockey. I didn't really focus on any of the, sometimes the physical part of hockey. That wasn't something that I like to focus on. I like to focus on passing and shooting and scoring goals. Those are my favorite parts of hockey.
And, when did you start loving hockey?
I loved hockey when my father taught me how to skate when I was 5 years old.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah.
I can barely skate now.
It was a big challenge and it was a lot of fun for me.
Okay. Why are there fights in hockey when it isn't really a fighting?
There used to be fighting in hockey to protect the really good players so that no one would maybe like trip them or slash them. Then the tougher guys would come in and say, hey, don't do that or I'm gonna have to fight you. That was how it used to work. Now, guys sometimes get in fights because they get so emotional and so caught up in the moment that somebody might have done, they felt something, felt like they did something wrong to them. Then they'll fight, and then after the fight, there's a mutual respect for the other players.
That's bad.
Yeah.
What did sports teach you after you did stuff to help your team?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What did sports teach you after you did stuff to help your team?
What did sports teach me when?
What did sports teach you after you did stuff to help your team?
Oh, what did sports teach me? Sports taught me to always give your 100% effort and play as hard as you could for your teammates. And it taught me how to treat teammates with respect and be disciplined person.
When you are playing sports, does your fans cheer you on and make you think in positive ways?
Yes. The fans are a big part of hockey. They're a big part of making you feel good, positive energy, and playing well. I always loved when the crowd cheered for us at home, and believe it or not, I always took it as a positive when we were in another building and the crowd booed, because that means that we were playing well. So both ways, I would get energy from that, positive energy from that.
Also, like when they're like booing you, like if you're in like a different state and they're booing you, your team's doing really well and against the home team.
Probably, and it means that you're a good player because they've thought enough of you to boo you. It probably means that you're doing well and the home team's not doing so well.
That's interesting because I've never heard of it that way. I've never like thought of it that way.
Yeah, me neither.
That's also good how you think that, because
yeah, it helps you know that you're doing a really good job.
Yeah, you turn it into a positive for yourself and for your team.
Yeah,
it's like a compliment from your opponent.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the opposite. You're talking opposite.
Yeah. How has fans helped you get through tough times in your career?
So a lot of times during the season, you have autograph signings. Where you sit down at a table for two or three hours, and fans come through with jerseys and sticks and cards, and you sign them and you talk to them. And a lot of times, you know, whether you're going through a winning streak or a losing streak, especially if it's a losing streak, it's really nice to be able to talk to the fans that come in and realize that you still have their support. And it really helps you feel good and moving forward into the next games, and really makes you want to try harder for them.
Does anyone tell you positive things when you do something good? Like, have you ever noticed it?
Yes, a good coaches will recognize when things are going well for you, and they'll pat you on the back and keep you feeling good. And a good coach will notice when you're not playing well and realize that you're going to need a little bit more attention than normal in order to get out of that feeling and to pump you up and make you feel better. So a lot of that has to do with good coaching.
Thank you so much to our very special guest, Mr. Corvo. Please make sure you tune into the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade next week and subscribe to our podcast in Apple Podcasts. Before we go, we would like to say that there is a kid at our school and he has a podcast called Reese's Podcast. And it's spelled R-H-Y-S apostrophe S. Also make sure to check out this podcast. And coming soon is an app called Moon Monsters Wellness Workshop. It on the App Store.
Make sure to check it out.
Bye.
Bye.